This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. We're here today. We're on the CodeWorks tour and we're in Philadelphia. And our special guest today is Nate Avely.
Hey, Cal, how's it going?
Got it right. Doing good, Nate. Good to see you again. It's been a while since we've just been able to hang out for
I know. I haven't been traveling a lot lately, mostly due to the fact that I had a kid a little while ago.
That's right, you did. So, congratulations.
Thank you. It's more work than they tell you it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. And wait till you get two, because then you've got one with each.
I don't even want to think about it.
Kathy and I decided that two was enough. We didn't want to be outnumbered. Okay. Amongst other things, Nate, you are one of the founder of Lithia.
There's a bunch of co-founders, of which I am one.
Okay, you're one of the co-founders of the PHP framework Lithium.
Correct.
And so that's what we're going to talk today. I got three questions for you. The first question is, what started you along the road of building another framework?
So, when I started out, I really had no intention of writing another framework. At the time, I was the lead developer of CakePHP, another popular PHP framework. And right about this time, it was shortly before they started doing formal dev releases of PHP 5.3. So I was just downloading some of the development snapshots and compiled it, kind of poked around, just to see what I could do with it. Mm-hmm. And I, with namespaces and late static binding and closures in particular, I'd kind of done some, I had an informal idea of what functional programming was just from, JavaScript and everything. Mm-hmm. But interacting with it in PHP was just a really, really different experience. And so there were all these new features and all these ideas that we had from Cake and kind of the direction that we were going with that. So I basically just started hacking together a few little test scripts of in 5.3 using new 5.3 stuff to try and solve some of those existing problems from Cake in sort of a new way and just kind of testing the limits of what was possible. Mm-hmm. And that small collection of test scripts, while I wasn't looking, grew into a framework.
Well, excellent. Great origin story there. Okay, let's pause real quick for a commercial because we do have a sponsor. Our sponsor is, of course, EngineYard.com.
We have the same sponsor.
Do you really?
Yes.
Excellent.
They just recently sponsored our push for 1.0.
Wow. Well, they're all over the community,
they
man.
Are all over
they
the community.
They really rock. Liz is traveling with us. Davey's going to be with us in Atlanta.
Good deal.
Love them. So if you've not tried EngineYard's Orchestra product, please give them a try. I've played with it. I loaded my my sample application that I'm doing here on CodeWorks. I loaded it up there, and it works beautifully. Their product works wonderful. It's really fun to work with.
Yeah, we do all our staging for my company. We do all our staging and most of our production on Orchestra.
Wow, so, that's cool.
Yeah,
okay. Well, great.
Yeah.
Okay, question number two. What makes Lithium special?
I guess my arrogant answer to that question would be vision.
it's a valid answer.
It's a hard thing to sum up because it just seems like everybody puts a lot of people who are doing PHP who aren't choose to do it, who aren't forced to do it, kind of treat it in one way or another, treat it like it's this big heavy abstraction laden thing like Java, or treat it kind of procedural and, mm-hmm. Not very structured. But I have a very clear vision and philosophy for what the development experience should be, and that is expressed in the different features and different functionality. So, for example, one of the things that we came up with was this filtering system, wrapping method implementations and closures so that you could actually sort of bind to that method with your own closure and, you know, modify the parameters, modify the return value. So it allowed you a great deal of flexibility and expressiveness in a very, very succinct way, because you could just bind to one class and then from that class bind to another class. So it actually gives you a lot of flexibility to get very, very deep into the guts of the framework. And if you know how to filter one thing, you know how to filter everything. So it's this very consistent, usable API that's just pervasive throughout the framework. So, like, all the important parts of the framework use the filtering system. So, like, various parts of the output generation process, the dispatch cycle, anytime any database query is running, those are all things that are filterable. So it gives you a very clean... The result of that is it gives you a very clean and consistent way to organize your code, particularly like the kind of utilitarian programmery stuff. That's not really a bullet point on a feature list, like, you know, caching, logging, security, access control, all that stuff. Like, you can literally implement the entire caching scheme for an application in one file, just hooking in to all the different parts of the framework with this filter system.
That's cool. That really is. Okay, question number three. Stick with Lithium. I've worked with a lot of different frameworks, and every time I come up with a framework, there's always one piece that I'm like, dang, I really like working with that. With Zen Framework 1, it is the Zen Cache. I love the Zen Cache component.
Sure.
What is, out of all the Lithium pieces, and I realize this is kind of like asking a father to pick their favorite child, but what is your favorite piece?
I mean, if I had to pick one, it would be the filter system. That was, like, it wasn't a new idea in itself. It was, you know, inspired by aspect-oriented programming and functional programming. But the way in which we're using it and the way in which we were able to implement it is something that I'm very proud of us as a team and kind of, like, the vision that we were able to create around that and how that affects your development process and how you architect your applications. So I would say that is probably my favorite part.
That's excellent. Very good answer. Okay, question I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's their URL?
My local user group, I actually don't know since moving to Philly. The guy mentioned before lunch, I think it was, it doesn't sound like they're real active. I still go up to the New York PHP group, and I've been a member of New York. Well, I lived in New York on and off for about 3 years.
And that's nyphp.org?
So, yeah, nyphp.org.
That's a good enough answer. As long as we got a user group mentioned, we're good.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Well, Nate, I want to thank you. I've known you for quite some time. Every time I see you, you're always working on something interesting. So thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
You know, Cal, I try.
And you succeed, dude.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.